Last year, I went to Walmart at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I occasionally worked really late, and on this day, I worked well past 1 a.m. I needed to get groceries, and I really wasn't that sleepy yet, so I decided to stop at Walmart, knowing the store was open, but nobody would be there. I got in the store, which was in fact dead, and started to shop. I only noticed a couple of other shoppers. When I got to the back corner of the store to get yogurt, I noticed a man standing next to the shelves, just staring at me. At first, I thought maybe he knew me, but I didn't recognize him at all. He kept a completely straight face. He just wouldn't take his eyes off me. I said hi and nodded my head at him. He just kept staring. Didn't acknowledge me at all. I thought something must be wrong with him, so I got the yogurt and moved on. When I left the aisle, I heard him start to follow me. I tried my best to just ignore him. Maybe he was playing a dumb prank on me or something. I only needed about 2 more things, so I quick grabbed them and headed to the self-checkout. The man followed me all the way there, about 20 or 30 feet behind me the whole time. When I was checking out, I thought about alerting a store worker about the man, but I decided not to. I just wanted to get my stuff and go home. I finished checking out and began walking to my car. I got out of the doors of Walmart, and the man continued to follow me out into the parking lot. I increased my pace to get to my car so I could drive away. Then, the man started to full out sprint at me. When I saw this, I ran to my car. I struggled to open the doors with bags in my hands. I finally got to the door and jumped inside. I slammed the door shut and locked it. The man reached my car and tried opening the door just a few seconds later. Now he didn't have a straight face anymore. He had a big smile which looked completely insane. He banged on my window until I quickly drove away. I have not shopped at Walmart since. A couple of years ago, I went to Walmart at night with 2 of my good friends, John and David. I don't remember exactly what we needed to get there, probably food or something. But I do remember that we wound up near the sports cards because John was really into them at the time. The 3 of us were in high school, and we were looking at a box of baseball cards when a man approached us. He looked to be about 25 to 30, was wearing a hood, and smelled like cigarettes. He asked us if we drove here and if we could give him a ride. I said, "No, sorry, I can't." He said that he didn't need to go very far, but he really needed a ride. I still said no, and he stood there for a good 10 seconds before finally walking away. My friends and I then went to another section of the store for a couple minutes before checking out and leaving. When we left the store, we saw the man again. He was standing outside the door smoking. He looked at us, so we tried to avoid eye contact, but he started to approach us again. We just ignored him. The man started to walk with us to my car. He said once more that he really needed a ride. I told him no yet again, and my friends and I got into my car. As we got in, to my surprise, he helped himself and got in the back seat. He said, "Now we don't have a choice," with a smile. I told him to leave the car. He responded by saying he was not leaving until I drove him where he needed to go. Finally, I asked him where it was he needed to go. He replied by saying I would find out when I got there. This guy was being super sketchy, and I couldn't help but think of him having us drive him to a spot to get robbed or something. My friend John told him he was going to call the police if he didn't leave the car. The man said something along the lines of if we called the police, he would hurt us all. We were high school kids and not that big, But 3-1, I thought maybe we could take him. But then again, I had no idea what this man was capable of. The man told me to drive, and so I started to drive. Just a couple seconds later, though, to my surprise, we saw a police car that happened to be pulling into the parking lot. The man cursed at us and then told me to stop. I stopped the car, and he got out. I don't know if the man just really wanted a ride or if he had bad intentions, but I'm glad I didn't find out. I work at a Walmart stocking shelves. I frequently work overnight shifts, and that's when much of the stocking is done. Our store is a 24-hour store, so I occasionally have to deal with customers, but usually I don't interact with them much at all. A couple of weeks ago, I was stocking the shelf of a cleaning supply aisle near the back of the store. It was about 3:00 in the morning. I was restocking hand sanitizer when I heard someone walk from the aisle behind me to the aisle I was in. I briefly looked, and from the corner of my eye, I could see someone entering the aisle. I kept working, and I felt them walk past me into the other end of the aisle. The person then walked back over to me and tapped me on my shoulder. I looked, and I could see it was a man. He appeared to be about 25 years old, with a goatee and long hair. He asked me if I could help him with something. I asked him what he needed help with. He just stood there looking at me for a good 5 seconds before he responded. He finally told me that he needed some toothpaste. I told him where it was, but he insisted I go with. So I stopped working, got up, and started to walk with the man. As we were walking over, he seemed to know where we were going and was leading the way. When we finally arrived, I was shocked at what I saw. Just about every item from the shelves had been thrown onto the floor, and there was a huge pile of toothpaste as well as toothbrushes and other items all over the floor. The man just looked at me and smiled. I asked him if he did this. He smiled at me with a creepy smile and said yes. He then took off and sprinted away towards the exits and ran out the store. I ended up having to clean it up. This was by far the strangest thing that ever happened to me while working at Walmart.
It was approaching one of my niece's birthdays, and she's at the age where I think she would appreciate a gift from her uncle. I'm a poor college student with no car, so I commute everywhere and anywhere, knowing that I always take my backpack and headphones anytime I leave my house. So I'm at Walmart and have this care package planned out for my niece. She loves Elsa from Frozen, so I decided to get her a costume, doll, and candy, all Frozen-themed, of course. Like I mentioned earlier, any place I travel, I usually have my headphones in. This is kind of a pain to explain, but this detail defines the whole story. Now, I'm so lazy I use a third-party music app instead of the music app included on my iPhone. Unfortunately for me, this requires a good internet connection, and living in rural parts of Denver, my music ends up cutting in and out, and then stops playing altogether. Now, at this point, I have one item left on my list, and I'm in the toy section of Walmart looking for an Elsa toy. Before I know it, this mom leaves her two children beside me. I'm not sure why, but this has happened before. Maybe I have a trustworthy face. Let me tell you all something now. There are so many strange things that happen in this world that I would be a fool to leave these two children alone. And for the record, I don't know these people at all. It's kind of a pain, but I figured it's just me being a good person. I don't even know how some people can do this. This is literally a woman leaving her two children at a section of the store and telling them to wait there for a short while. Anyways, one girl is around 4 years old and her sister was around 1 to 2 years old. The older sister had one missing croc, and her younger sister had pajamas on and a pacifier in her mouth. I felt even more obligated to stay until their mom came back. And I was right. Not even 5 minutes passed since their mom left, and some fool came up and started talking to these girls. "I have lots of toys and candy in my car, and a dog too. He probably thought I wasn't listening because I had my headphones in. But like I said, by this point my music had cut out a long time ago. As soon as he mentioned his dog, I immediately made my way up to him. He was crouched down talking to the girl about the stuffed animal she had in her hand. "My dog is really big. He's not pink, but he's nice. Would you like to come and meet him?" I crouched down and pushed the girl back a few steps. Immediately the guy moved back a few steps himself. I extended my arm and shook my finger back and forth, gesturing to him, "No, not today." I gave the guy a very harsh look, like I knew exactly what he was doing. I just stared at him very attentively. The guy was very short in stature and had short stringy hair with a tan pilot jacket. He was also wearing some very beat up New Balance tennis shoes. He looked very plain, to describe him best. At this point I was about to pounce on him and hold him down if need be. I'm not even a big guy myself, I just don't stand for any bull. Before that could happen, he immediately got up, turned right, and headed out the garden exit. I waited with the little girl and her sister until their mom came back. I said,
"Yeah, you shouldn't leave your children alone. Some guy was talking to One Shoe over here about some generic bull, probably trying to kidnap your kids."
Those were my exact words. I mean, there's no denying what just happened. Anyways, I told her she won't be as lucky next time. The mom just shook her head up and down and swallowed any spit that was in her mouth in a very harsh gulp. I don't know if something bad would have happened, but if my music had not stopped playing, let's just say neither one of those girls could speak for themselves. I live in a very populated city, and in approximately a 5-mile radius of my house, there's at least 3 major grocery stores, one of which is a Walmart. Being a 16-year-old girl, I visit Walmart regularly if I need notebooks or something for school, or if I want to browse makeup and things of that sort. I've never been uncomfortable going shopping by myself. I actually enjoy it, and I've never had any bad experiences being on my own. Until one day a few months back. On this particular Sunday, my parents were working and my little brother was at a baseball game, so I had been home alone all day. I needed body wash and a new lanyard for school. The school I attend requires we wear IDs around our necks on a lanyard. I think most high schools are doing this now and it's becoming more common. Anyway, mine broke the Friday before, so that was my main reason for going out. I got to Walmart and parked like I had 100 times before, went in and went straight to the purse section where the lanyards were. I walked down the aisle and there was a man looking at wallets hanging on the display. I didn't think much of him. He was probably in his mid-50s, average height and weight, wearing jeans and a brown t-shirt. He looked just like an old grandpa if I could best describe him.
"Hi there," he said with a big grin.
"Hi,"
I said with a grin back.
"How are you today?"
"I'm good. How are you?"
I said, still browsing for a lanyard I like.
"Great. I'm just doing some shopping today."
Another big smile. I thought it was weird that he explained that he was shopping since I could clearly see him looking at all the wallets on the racks and I could have assumed he was shopping on my own. I decided it was nothing and moved on my way. I found what I needed and made my way over to the body wash. I was in no rush to be anywhere, so I was leisurely walking up and down the aisle, smelling anything that sounded interesting, when he walked by the aisle that I was in and smiled again. At this point, I was a little uneasy. I've always been taught to trust my gut instinct, and something just didn't feel right to me. I had never had a conversation with anyone in this Walmart before, and now it seemed that this man was following me. I texted a friend of mine to tell her that I thought I was being followed and where I was at as a precautionary measure. I decided that maybe it was just a coincidence. I mean, he could have just needed soap too and continued on with my shopping. I went a few aisles up to face wash, and then when I had what I needed, I walked around the corner, where I ran into him again for the third time.
"Excuse me, young lady, can I tell you something?"
Yeah,
I said with a quivering smile.
"You are very beautiful."
"Oh, thank you."
I was very uncomfortable at this point.
"Are you married?"
Mind yourself that I'm only 16 and definitely didn't look old enough to be married.
No. Me either,
he said with a grin that turned my heart to ice and made my stomach turn.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah,
I stammered as I forced a smile on my face to try and hide my fear. I didn't have a boyfriend at the time. He began to speak again when a man, probably 17 or 18, standing in the aisle perpendicular to us, looking at cologne, walked over and said,
Yeah, she does. She's with me.
He gave me the biggest smile and stood super close to me as if he was the boyfriend I had said yes to having.
Oh, I figured,
said the man. He seemed very uncomfortable at the presence of another male.
Good luck to you two.
And with that, he walked away. I turned towards the man and thanked him for coming to my rescue. He said he could tell by the tone of my voice and look on my face something was up and was hoping I would play along with him. He watched me check out to make sure the man didn't follow me out of the store, and I was cautious before turning onto the street since I lived so close to the store. This was the last I saw of either of them. I have no idea what the old man's intentions were, but sometimes you just know in your gut that something is wrong, and that day I knew. Something about him was terrifying and sinister. I'm so grateful for the guy who helped me out. But to the old man who was following me in Walmart, please, find someone your own age. I live on campus at a public university in a small college town. It's a pretty quiet existence, but I like the peace, and I'm rarely bothered by too much in the way of general excitement. My roommate and I usually just spend our time watching Netflix and eating microwave macaroni in our dorm, typical college stuff. I don't really do much on campus, save for the occasional walk at night to our school's computer lab. Most days are generally pretty uneventful for me, with the exception of today. Me and my roommate drink a lot of water, so we have to buy a couple of cases every few weeks. I decided to go to Walmart to pick up our refill, and he stayed behind to finish some homework. I left around 8 o'clock and drove into town to run a few errands late before stopping at Walmart. I don't know what it is about that place, but I dread going there. Something just isn't right with the type of people who hang out at Walmart in the middle of the night. But I usually just ignore the typical wanderers and weirdos and go on with my business. I grabbed a couple of cases and hurried to the self-checkout. It was approaching 9 o'clock, and that's usually when the strangest folks set up camp for the night. I paid at the machine, grabbed the receipt between my index and middle fingers, and then grabbed the water to carry them out to my truck without a cart. I wasn't parked too far out, but I was far enough that the crowd of cars was thinner than it is close to the entrance. I don't know why, but for some reason I hate parking up front. I went to set the cases of water in the bed of my truck, but as I lifted up, a quiet breeze and a lack of grip on my part allowed the receipt to fly off from my hand. I finished putting the water up and chased after it. The small piece of crumpled up paper had drifted into an empty part of the lot underneath the street light. I bent over to pick it up, and I noticed something. A phone. It was a white iPhone 5C laying face down on the asphalt in between the yellow lines of a parking space. There was a huge scratch across the black Apple logo, and the thing looked pretty beaten up in general. Now, typically, I'm the type of guy to leave things alone that don't have anything to do with me, but there were no cars anywhere around it, and I thought maybe I could find the owner, so I picked it up. The screen was all but shattered, with a huge crack in the top right corner covering most of the thin black piece of glass on the front. It was apparent to me that someone had probably dropped it, loading it into their vehicle unknowingly. I slid it into my pocket and headed home. I got back to the room around 9:15, and my roommate was gone. He had went to the lab to finish studying for his Japanese class. I unloaded the water and began to take everything out of my pockets. I set the phone down on the dresser and checked my phone to see if I had any texts or group chat messages. I didn't. I picked up the white phone and pressed the home button. The screen hesitantly lit up with a background picture of two girls I didn't recognize. They were both blondes and they were posing for the photo as any typical sorority girls would. They were definitely young, probably in their early 20s. I swiped the screen to unlock it, but it required a 4-digit passcode. Of course I didn't know it, but I took a couple of failed guesses. There was no way for me to figure out who the phone belonged to, so I set it on my dresser. I know a guy in my stats class who has jailbroken iPhones before, so I figured I would just take it to him later. I undressed for the night and got into bed around 10 o'clock. That was almost 3 hours ago. I'm still in my room, and it's approaching 1 in the morning. My roommate is pulling a late-night study session with a friend of his, so I haven't seen him for a while. 20 minutes ago, the phone rang. It was the regular iPhone ring, and the contact name was Kara. The picture ID that came up was one of the girls on the front of the phone. I figured it must have been the owner's friend calling to see if someone had stolen the phone. I sat there as it rang a few times, quickly debating whether to answer or not. After 5 or 6 rings, I picked up the phone and slid the bar to answer. I put it up to my ear, but before I could say anything, a loud screaming voice came across the receiver.
Jen! Jen! Please help me! Oh God! He's going to kill me, Jen!
The voice cut off abruptly, and there was a thud as though the phone had been dropped. I heard a sound like heavy breathing, and then the receiver beeped, signaling the end of a call. I'm sitting in bed now, wide awake. I don't know what to do. I can't sleep. Jen, please contact me to get your phone back. I don't want anything to do with it.